your vitamins, tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is David Whitney. Before we get to David, I just want to briefly comment on 60 Minutes, in case you saw it last night, because they always have very, very provocative issues, but of course they never tell you the truth about it. The first one, of course, was about the Armenian genocide that took place back in 1915, 16, 17, and of course the Armenians are trying to get the Congress to pass a resolution condemning the Turkish genocide against the Christians, and of course eight secretaries of state from both political parties have intervened and said, oh no, we shouldn't use the word genocide in reference to the murder of well over a million Armenians. Now, why would the secretaries of state intervene in an effort just to pass a resolution through our both houses of Congress saying that the murder of the Armenians was, an act of genocide? Well, because basically this is an example of the anti-Christian hatred that exists within the world today, and of course within the people who control the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations, from which all of our secretaries of state come. There is a conspiracy against the people of God, and this is simply an example of covering up this effort to kill Christians and murder them throughout the world, exactly as happened in Rwanda and has happened time and time and time again. We never talk about all the Christians who died in the Holocaust in Germany. We never mention that. Why? Because they were Christians. And there is a conspiracy against God. The second issue was, of course, on the war, and apparently a very, very good movie. Probably will get the Academy Awards for Best Movie. It had to do with the war in Iraq. And, of course, it glorifies war and the excitement of war. And this is all in preparation for the coming war with Iran. We're going to have a massive war with Iran. It's all been planned. It's underway. We'll be talking more about that. And you've got to get the word out and let everyone you know understand that this war with Iran is planned, it's staged, and it's going to have devastating effects on the people of Iran. Is literally, well, I fear that millions will die, and they may well die here as a result. Certainly, we'll lose an awful lot of our troops over there. That's why we have 200,000 people in Afghanistan fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. And then the last was about Chinese espionage here in the United States and how the Chinese are trying to get all of our secrets. And I'm sure at one level this is very apparent, and we're spying on the Chinese are spying on us. But at the upper levels of the Brotherhood of Darkness, they are transferring intentionally and purposely all of our secrets to the Communist Chinese and the leadership of the world to the Communist Chinese in preparation for the coming war with China. But they can't tell the common people that. We've got to believe that, it is a struggle between the capitalist nations and the communist nations, and it's all fraudulent. It always has been, as is brought out in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our government has been taken over by evil people who have a different world agenda. We have two governments. We have our constitutional government, and then we have an invisible government. Well, what we need to do is get back to our constitutional government. We should be loyal to our constitution and expose the people who are working to destroy it. The subversive element, which has taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They're even changing the name of the city of San Bernardino to Bernardino because, after all, we can't have a reference to a saint that has a Christian connotation. And let's call crosswalks passenger ways because, after all, a cross has to do with Christianity. We live in a world where a small number of people hate the God of the Bible. When you understand that, everything makes sense. And with that, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, how does the Constitution fit into this whole scenario?
Thank you, and if I remember my history correctly, the Armenians were disarmed by the Turks before they were massacred.
Right.
And if we don't have our Second Amendment rights, then we will be dominated and massacred by any tyrant that that comes along. Well, last time we were discussing Article 4, just to give you a brief review, Article 1 of the Constitution deals with the legislative branch, Article 2 with the executive branch, and Article 3 with the judicial branch. So that's the first three sections of the Constitution. Article 4 deals with relations among the states, so legislative, executive, judicial, states. Article 4, full faith and credit, we talked about before, and privileges and immunities, extraditions, and all of those issues. Talked about admissions of new states in Section 3, and just to wrap up that that final discussion, one of the things that Congress has authority only to govern territories, that is, sections that have not become states, places like Puerto Rico that are a territory, they're not a state yet, or Virgin Islands, so on. Once a an entity moves from being a territory to becoming a state, Congress has no direct authority over that new state, and so one of the things that's a violation of that is all of the national parks and national forests and national monuments and on the list goes of lands that the federal government claims that it has the right to control. If it is in a territory, they would have the right to control those parks. But when those parks are in an existing state, a sovereign state, the federal government has no business constitutionally to have any national parks, any national forests, or any of those things altogether. It's completely unconstitutional. And a friend of mine was in a national park with a ranger, and his 11-year-old son was asking the question, where in the Constitution do you find the justification for the national control of these parks? And the response was a look of surprise, of course, from the ranger, who would never have expected any American, especially 11-year-old, to ask such a question. But the response was, well, don't you want these parks preserved? Excuse me? Indicating that only the federal government could preserve these parks? No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
David Whitney. David, pick up the story.
So Congress really is acting illegally when it has any say over national parks and so forth. And if there were some governors with guts out there, and I dare say at this point it doesn't appear to be there's any governors with enough guts to take it back. I mean, the governor of Alaska could certainly say, forget the federal government, we can drill in Anwar, because the federal government doesn't control Anwar. It's unconstitutional. We can do whatever we want with that land. It is the land of the sovereign state of Alaska, not the land of the federal government, and they have no oversight, no control of it. Once Alaska became a state, they have nothing except the forts and magazines in Alaska, that is, the military installations in Alaska, that the Congress has any direct supervisory control over. But we await to see the day where governors are constitutionally aware enough that they can fight against an unconstitutional and wicked federal government that is controlled. Oh, in some states it's more than 90%, I guess, in Alaska and Nevada, more than 90% of the territory is under the control of the federal government unconstitutionally, which debilitates what the state can do and debilitates the revenue the state can obtain by drilling its own mineral resources. Well, going from Section 3 of Article 4 to Section 4, very, very important part of our Constitution. It says that the United States guarantees that each state shall have a Republican government. That's Republican small r, not talking about the political party, rather talking about the structure of government. There's a vast difference between a republic and a democracy. In a democracy, the source of authority is 51% of the people who vote. So 51% of the people who vote say that you can kill everybody with green eyes. Well, then that becomes the law. You can kill everybody with green eyes. Not so in a republic, particularly our republic. In our republic, the law of God is expressed in our Declaration of Independence as the laws of nature and nature's God. It reigns supreme. There is an unchanging, fixed, absolute law, which is God's law. It says, thou shalt not murder. And therefore, no law that says you can murder is legal in a republican form of government, because there is a higher law. Democracy is a form of government our founders decried, and they said it's the worst form of government. Some of them said it was a mobocracy. You get a mob of people together, and they go out and lynch somebody without any trial, without any due process of the person's rights being protected. And that's what we need to remember, that in a republic, your God-given rights are protected by the law that is unchanging, God's supreme law, the laws of nature and nature's God. In a democracy, you have no such protection. If you were a Jew in Nazi Germany and 51% of the people voted to kill you, well, they will go ahead and kill you, because that was the higher standard of law. It was just whatever 51% of the mob determined to do. Your God-given rights to life, liberty, property, and so on, they are not secure in a system of government where 51% of the people can vote away those God-given rights and remove them from you. And so it's extremely important to understand that every state in our union must have a republican form of government, and the United States, that is the federal government, must guarantee that those states have a republican form of government. If they diverge from a republican form of government, the United States federal government should come down on them and say, listen, you had a choice. Either you return to a Republican form or you get out of here. You leave the Union. We cannot have states that do not have a Republican form of government. Actually, Congress has to make sure, studying the proposed state constitution of each state that is being admitted into the Union, it must study that constitution to ensure that a Republican form of government exists. And this is by elected representatives. We don't have democracy. We, the people, don't directly craft and form the laws. It's by representatives that we elect. Furthermore, Republican form of government has separate branches of government that are not bleeding over into one another, that these are separate in function, separate in action, and no one should have power in one branch of government and be able to exercise power in another branch of government. The legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government should forever be separate and equal. That is, they each have equal powers. And today, this is largely forgotten, as it seems the judicial branch of government, which our founders that we're fond of saying is the least branch of government to worry about. You know, they're more worried about the executive branch or the legislative branch getting out of control. They almost never worried that the judicial branch would get out of control because they gave so few powers to it. But today, the judicial branch is the one that has become tyrannical, and the judicial branch basically says to the other two branches, we are superior than you are. We could strike down any laws. We could take anything into our hands, and we are supreme over you. That's not the theory of a Republican government. It's three equal branches of government that each have a voice and each have a say in interpreting and applying the Constitution. The other aspect of this is there is a Republican government is a limited government. Each state must have a Bill of Rights. They're not always called Bill of Rights here in Maryland. Our state calls them the Declaration of Rights. 47 items in the Declaration of Rights here in the state of Maryland, and other states have equally long lists. And it's interesting to see that most states have a much longer list than the federal government's Bill of Rights, which is just 10. The reason being, our founders' design, and you can read this in Federalist Paper 45, our founders' design was that the states would be those that have the power directly related to the people and protection of the people's life, liberty, and property. The states would deal with all of those things. Any of the internal issues of the well-being of the people and the state, the states would deal with those, not the federal government. The federal government was only to deal with external issues such as war and peace treaties and trade agreements with other countries and those sort of things. Everything else was to be dealt with by the states, and therefore the states, in general, have much larger a Bill of Rights, or in our case, Maryland calls it the Declaration of Rights, than the federal government does. Because the state has a greater duty to protect your God-given rights than the federal government does. Now, there are two other things that our Constitution says here in Article 4, Section 4, that the United States government is to protect states against two other threats to Republican government. The first threat that they are to protect us from is foreign invasion. And of course, here is usually envisioned war, where another country attacks and invades us, such as the War of 1812, and Britain attacked and sacked Washington, D.C., and then attempted to attack Baltimore and didn't succeed in defeating Baltimore. It's a famous Star-Spangled Banner written in that battle there at Fort McHenry and all. But it's the duty of the federal government, when there is an invasion, to raise the militia, the state militias, call up the state militias to federal service and repel that invasion. But there's another invasion going on today that's not necessarily military in its general structure, and that is our invasion on our southern border of illegal aliens. Millions upon millions. Nobody even knows how many millions have invaded our country, whether it's 12 or 20 million or who knows. It's millions upon millions. That's quite apparent. It is a foreign invasion. It is the duty of our federal government to protect our borders. They are not protecting our southern border, in spite of all the brouhaha about building a fence that they never completed, which means people can walk right around the fence at all. They are not protecting our southern border, and they are in violation of their duty according to Article 4 of our Constitution. And they should be held accountable for doing such, and those in Congress and those in the White House should be castigated for violating their oath of office to protect us from foreign invasion. Here in the state of Maryland, our wretched unconstitutional governor has made this state a magnet for illegals, giving them all sorts of benefits and opportunities that they don't have in other states. And so we've had an influx to our state of millions of illegals who find a better deal in Maryland than they do in Virginia or other states. And this kind of foreign invasion, when countenanced and approved by the federal government and the state governments, is a violation of the very Constitution that they have taken an oath before Almighty God to uphold, which means, of course, on Judgment Day, there's going to be hell to pay for both governors, presidents, and all the members of the Congress who refuse to do anything about this foreign invasion.
But, David, this is all part of this invisible government whose loyalty is to this globalist dream who want to convert us into a multilingual, multicultural society. Their loyalty is not to America. They are subversives. They work through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission and literally hundreds of ancillary organizations, and they are actively financing the illegal immigrant movement like the Ford Foundation and other of the foundations that are actually funding LULAC and MALDAVE and these organizations for illegal aliens. And the average American really doesn't understand there is an organized effort to ship our wealth, our factories, our jobs overseas. It is the subversive element in this country that's responsible for bringing in the illegal immigrants and blocking efforts to enforce our laws.
And so it's treason, really. I mean,
right.
People have betrayed the very essence of what their oath and what our Constitution is all about. Because if a government does not protect the borders, you don't have a government. You know, you just have nothing. And you have, what, as you say, they're trying to reduce us to third world status so that we could be forced into the new world order. Well, the second thing the U.S. Government promises to protect the states against is domestic insurrections. That is, if there's an insurrection within a state that the state militia is unable to deal with, then the federal government, again, would call up the militias of the several states into federal service to be able to deal with that domestic insurrection. And that brings us to Article 5. Article 5 deals with the amendment process, and it's very important to remember. Our founders knew that there might be mistakes they made along the way, might be oversights, might be things that they could not foresee in structuring this government, and therefore they provided a way to amend this Constitution. But there's only one way to amend this Constitution. It's not by judicial edict, which is often the case of how it's done today, not by presidential executive orders, which is often how it's done today. None of those are legally ways to amend our form of government. Article 5 describes the only way that we are to amend our Constitution. George Washington issued a very stern warning in his farewell address, which, by the way, was the most read political speech of any in the history of our country up until about 100 years ago. You couldn't graduate from high school without reading and studying this speech, his farewell address of 1797, and today it's widely unknown and almost never read, particularly in the public system of education. Well, there's a reason for that. When you read it, you discover that Washington was expressing biblical principles and godly sentiments that would make for a good country. And so, of course, the godless, God-haters don't want any children reading that material. But Washington said in his farewell address regarding the amendment process, "If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modifications of the constitutional powers be in any in any particular wrong," that is, if we've made a mistake in structuring our Constitution, "if there be any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates." And we're going to look for a minute here, in a minute here, at what that process of amendment involves. He went on to say, "But let there be no change by usurpation, for though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." So the excuse that is often given is, oh, you know, the amendment process is too lengthy and cumbersome and we can't get things done that we need to get done. Washington said, no, you shouldn't listen to any such arguments about we need something more responsive in the amendment process, because even if on occasion the usurpations are for the good, and you say, yeah, there's something beneficial that came out of it, the majority of those usurpations will destroy free governments. And as you have said, Dr. Stan, and many other shows, that those evil ones who are working to destroy our constitutional republic are doing so primarily through usurpation. They haven't amended the Constitution. We've only amended it 27 times as a whole, and most of those amendments have not, there's a few exceptions, not struck at the core of what our system of government is. And so these wicked people, impatient to get their new world order in place, have usurped powers and have violated the Constitution, and we, the people, should not tolerate it. We should demand a return to constitutional government and no edicts from presidents to be obeyed by anybody except those in the executive branch that are obligated.
Well, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney. And believe me, this is the first element has changed our Constitution. They know the people. Never.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Pastor David Whitney, and talking about the Constitution. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who hate the Constitution. Why? Because it keeps them from carrying out their agenda. And what is their agenda? They want an authoritarian government in the United States. They want to use the military and financial power of the United States to create an empire, and then, of course, create this one world government and a one world religion. It's very, very simple. They are a subversive element. They've gained control of our government, and they need to be exposed. The reason that most people don't know about them is, of course, they've taken over control of our educational system, certainly of our media. They've done this with the process of fractional reserve banking, by which they create money out of nothing, and then that use that money to buy the best professors money can buy, the best politicians money can buy, and certainly to control the media in the United States, ultimately what the American people think. Well, we have to take our country back. And you need to know who the people are in the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the myriad of ancillary organizations that all work towards a common goal. Now, before we go on, I want Pastor Whitney to get his telephone number out and the website for the Institute of the Constitution, because we start by understanding what we're in favor of. Then we can learn more about what we should be against. So go right ahead, David. Get your telephone number out, your website, please.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, at Institute on the Constitution, we've put together a way that anybody can teach these principles to any group of people, and it's called a host kit that contains 12 video lectures by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo, 2 lectures by David Barton, a student notebook with the entire outline of each of those lectures with test questions for each one, and then a host manual with the answers to the test questions and instructions as to how to conduct the course. People all over America are doing this, and we're very excited as many of the Tea Party people were encouraged by this. The Tea Party people have not just got angry, they've realized that in order to make a difference, in order to get back to a government that's within the boundaries prescribed by the Constitution, that they need to study the Constitution. So we have Tea Party groups all over the country that are picking up our materials and using them to teach their fellow citizens what our Constitution actually says. You can get the host kit by either calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website, iotconline.com. That website again for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. Go to our website and click on the store there, and you can purchase a host kit there, and there's many other resources that can help you communicate these truths that are so essential in our day. And Dr. Stan, this month, or actually last month, we just started a new way in which people can take the course online. We're offering the U.S. Constitution course, and actually I'm also teaching the Maryland Constitution course, although most people around the country might not be interested in Maryland's Constitution, but that's on Wednesday nights. But Thursday nights, the U.S. Constitution course is being taught by Michael Peruca, candidate for the 2004 presidential campaign with the Constitution Party. And if you go to our website, you can sign up there, and it's $30 to register for the course. You get all the materials that you can download. If you take the course at the time that it's being conducted, that's at 7 o'clock Eastern time in the evening, then you can actually participate in the discussion and ask questions via the Internet. So there's a very powerful tool that we're excited about. Those who sign up basically have a four-month subscription, which they can view any of the videos during that four-month period and download all the materials of the course. It's a way that we can get the course out and the information out in a faster, more effective fashion, but we still encourage people to get a host kit and conduct a class of your own, because we know that the interaction with other students is often very, very valuable for American citizens to realize that they're not alone, that thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of other Americans think like they do. They think the government is way out of control. They think it needs to be reformed. They think all the evil that's being done by our government needs to be stopped, and we need to get back to the Constitution. It's very encouraging to meet together as a group and conduct a class of that way, because you gain an insight from other students as well as the encouragement to know you are not alone. And again, like you said before, Dr. Stan, that's one of the lies the media would have American patriots believe. They would have us believe that we're alone, that there's nobody else out there that thinks like we do. You're certainly not going to hear it on the nightly news or any TV programs at all. including Fox, you're not going to hear true constitutional expressions of ideas. And so the real patriot may conclude, if they base their judgment on what they see on the boob tube, that they're all alone. Nobody else thinks like they do. Well, that is a lie, and we need to encourage people all over the country that they are not alone. And there's hundreds of thousands who are studying the Constitution now, and people are waking up, and that's the encouraging thing at this dark, dark hour in the life of our country. People are waking up, and they're realizing the Constitution is the answer to restore our republic and to get the government back in the box that was created for it by the Constitution and out of our lives. Intrusive federal government is completely unconstitutional. It's not supposed to be that way at all, and we the people can stop it if we understand the limits on that government by our Constitution, and if we then take action and only elect constitutional candidates and really demand that our state officers interpose on our behalf and prevent the abuse of our God-given rights by a federal government completely out of control. And that is another element of this, that the states have a right, because every state officer takes an oath to uphold the Constitution. They have a right and they have a duty to stop unconstitutional actions by the federal government in their jurisdiction, whether it's the sheriff in his jurisdiction of the county or the governor in his jurisdiction of the state. It is their duty. They've sworn before Almighty God an oath to do that, and most of them don't understand what it is they've taken an oath to do, and we the people got to inform them and hold them accountable to that.
Amen to that, and it's about time that the American people understood there is a subversive element. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. The visible government, they get up there and they debate and they give speeches, but the invisible government manipulates the whole thing and controls both political parties. It's time we had somebody representing the American people back in Washington, D.C. There are a small number of congressmen who know what's happening and are trying to bring the truth out, and they're being blocked because of the control of the media. That's why I do what I do, why David and the Institute do what they do. Go ahead, David, pick up the story.
Well, let's look at the details of how our Constitution was to be amended in the proper, the constitutional fashion. And our founder said that the amendment process could work one of two paths. There's two directions of amending the Constitution. One is approval of an amendment by two-thirds of both houses of Congress, and then that approval of that amendment is sent to the state for their ratification.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here. Eric.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Longs Peak Street in Brighton says don't drive 60 if you want to live to be 61. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because it does. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087, 303-659-1087. Mention this important community reminder for fast, friendly service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, Doc, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, go right ahead.
So the first pass of amending our Constitution involves approval of an amendment proposed in both houses of Congress, both the House and the Senate, two-thirds of both approving it, then send it on to the state, and the states then requires three-quarters of the states, either by their legislatures or by a state ratifying convention, and Congress directs which path in the states is to be chosen, one or the other. Three-quarters of the states ratify that convention, and then the amendment is approved. The second path by which an amendment of the Constitution can take place is by application of two-thirds of the state legislatures to Congress, and they shall call a convention for proposing amendments. So this is a constitutional convention, or what's often called today a con-con. And this second route has never been used yet in the history of our country. Our Constitution has been amended 27 times, all by the congressional route. That is, two-thirds of both houses of Congress proposed an amendment, they approved it, and they sent it on to the states, and then three-quarters of the states ratified those 27 amendments. And we've never amended the Constitution by a constitutional convention, although on several occasions we've reached nearly the two-thirds of states calling for that convention. And right now I think we're two states away. I know friends of mine last year fought off the call for a con-con in the state of Ohio. And why would they want to oppose a constitutional convention of the states? Well, there's several dangers. The Constitution does not specify how delegates would be selected for such a constitutional convention, or what rules of procedure would be followed in such a convention. And therefore, it's probably the case that Congress would determine this. And oh my, look at Congress today. I wouldn't trust them. No, I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. They have no love for liberty, by and large, with few notable exceptions. But I wouldn't trust the Congress at all to put together a fair and honest constitutional convention. Second problem and danger of a constitutional convention would be no guarantee that the delegates to this new convention would share our framers' view of human nature or their concomitant fear of government power. In fact, it's almost guaranteed to be the opposite. They want more government power. And in fact, there is a constitution that has been already kind of put together, waiting in the wings. I forgot whether it's the Ford Foundation or one of these other evil foundations that actually proposed this. It's the New States of America. If you Google it, you can find that, New States of America, in which you have no God-given rights. The government doesn't protect your God-given rights. Basically, the government is a tyrant in that new constitution that's been kind of waiting in the wings for a number of years. All they're waiting for, of course, is a constitutional convention. They manipulate who are the delegates that they have on their side in control of the convention. They manipulate the procedures, and they get an end run around we the people, and not we the people really truly representative in such a constitutional convention. I fear.
You just mentioned, of course, the Ford Foundation is one of the major culprits of what's going on. You need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for many years. They've tried to suppress it, but it tells the story of the Ford Foundation. What it doesn't tell you, of course, is that Henry Ford was deeply involved in the occult. He helped both the communists and the Nazis attain power, because, of course, that has always been the function of these people with the occult. Any subversive organization intent upon the destruction of Christianity, they have supported. And that's why the Ford Foundation supports the illegal immigrant movement. That's why, of course, they want a new constitution for America. Go right ahead, David.
So not only no guarantee that the delegates would hold our framers' view of human nature and the fear of government power, there's also no assurance that the convention would be limited to a single amendment. Now, for example, in Ohio, they were proposing this call for a con-con to limit the federal government and to force a balanced budget. Well, that's a good idea. balanced budget on the federal amendment, but there's no guarantee that you could limit this convention to just a single amendment or even a number of amendments. In fact, the only history we have is our own constitutional convention that went in with the edict that they were to amend the Articles of Confederation, and they came out with a whole new constitution. James Madison, a father of our constitution, said a year after it was ratified, having witnessed the difficulties and dangers experienced by the first convention, which assembled under every propitious circumstances, I should tremble for the result of a second. They saw right then and there that what they accomplished was very, very unusual. And so it's very unlikely that you could limit a constitutional convention to just a single amendment or a number of amendments that the people feel should be dealt with. The problem of a balanced budget and so on, that ought to be dealt with by putting people in power who are honest, who uphold the law, and who will not spend more money than the federal government takes in. It's just basic issue of the kind of character of the person we put into office in the Congress. So I doubt that we could limit what a new convention could do. And while many would say, well, this is a new convention would be a good check on Congress is unresponsive to the popular will, I don't think it's likely to be a good result, particularly when we know there is a constitution in the wings awaiting ratification. If there was a constitutional convention called, I can almost assure you that new States of America constitution will be put forward as the solution, as the answer, because the powers that be who control the people who are in Congress, that's what they want. They want the destruction of our constitutional republic, and if they can do it by having a new constitution, believe me, they will do that in a hurry. Well, the other thing that Article 5 deals with, in addition to amendments, it prohibits certain amendments from being formed. First, it prohibited any amendment ending the slave trade before the year 1808. That was 20 years after the drafting of the Constitution, and they believed, particularly as they looked at what was taking place economically, that slavery would die of its own weight, that it was economically unfeasible, that as it would they saw in other countries around the world, that slavery was not going to last, and they would give it a burial, but they would allow 20 years for slavery to die of its own weight. They did not think it was wise, and I agree with them on this point, to shed the blood of 600,000 Americans to try to end slavery, which is, by the way, not what Lincoln actually did. It was his excuse. He was ending slavery by shedding the blood of 600,000 Americans. No, that's there was no need to do that. In fact, there's only one other country in the world where slavery was ended by bloodshed.
Hold on. I'm out of time. God bless.
David. God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, I'm back here. I hope you enjoy our conversation with David Whitney. Always a pleasure for me because it's so important that people understand our Constitution. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your help to maintain our network of 60 stations across America. And Sydney, if you're in a position to help us, in addition to helping this station we're on here, because certainly Don needs help to keep this one going, but if you're in a position to help both of us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, or our webpage, radioliberty.com. One of the things that does help us is, of course, the various products that we carry, and the new one we're carrying is something I've been utilizing. I was I'm 80 years old, and of course most men over 60 do have prostate problems, and we've been looking for something that really worked, and it's called Prostate Support. It's put out by one of the finest healthcare manufacturers, health product manufacturers in the country. It is effective, and if you are one of the people who has prostate problems, we hope you'll want to at least give it a try. I think you'll be very pleased with it. Prostate Support available by calling 1-800-544-8927 for anyone over 55 or 60 who's having the problems that many men have when they reach that age. And then, of course, we hope you'll read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope that in anticipation of the coming war with Iran, you'll go over the background of all the other wars we have fought. And, of course, this is covered in a talk we gave. We gave it there in Colorado. It's available in something called War, the Untold Story. War, the Untold Story, or Iraq, the Untold Story, is basically the same talk. And then the syllabus that goes with it, so vitally important. You understand all of the wars are contrived, and the coming war with Iran is contrived. Right now, we are at war with Iran. We have actually imposed sanctions on Iran. That's an act of war. We have put up hundreds of millions of dollars, $400 million, to finance terrorist organizations that are over in Iran, destabilizing the government and creating all these demonstrations that you read about. But remember, we installed that government back in 1979. We installed the mullahs. Didn't make any sense then. Makes a lot of sense now, because this war that's coming was been planned for many years, but I fear this is going to be a much different war. As we asked earlier, why do we have almost 200,000 people in Afghanistan, 90,000 troops, and over 100,000 contract workers, and there are only 100 members of Al-Qaeda there, maybe 300 in Pakistan? Why do we need 200,000 men in Afghanistan to fight at the most 400 members of Al-Qaeda? Does that make any sense? Of course it doesn't. Those boys are being left there simply to be slaughtered when we have this war. If you want to support our troops, get this information out. Get people thinking. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. The syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, and then pray for America. Revival. Please pray for our mission.
you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.